You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Did the Texas Senate just do something historic? Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick thinks so, said as much in a video on social media.
An historic record. No one in the Capitol can find anywhere in history that the Senate or the House has passed 18 bills in only 7 days of work. Quite extraordinary, and I give credit to our Texas senators.
That is the voice of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick speaking on social media. Joining us now, Jim Henson. He directs the Texas Politics Project and teaches in the Department of Government at UT Austin. 18 bills in 7 days, Jim. Impressive, historic?
It's an impressive achievement as far as it goes. I think I'll give the Lieutenant Governor this. There certainly are people still scouring around and trying to figure out just how accurate that statement is. I mean, it's plausible, but there have been years where there were lots of items on the agenda, so people are probably going back through those proceedings right now. By the time I think we get it ironed out, it probably won't matter. I think that the bigger story here is the one that we've been following, which is the Senate, led by Lieutenant Governor Patrick, is certainly writing a narrative of, you know, a powerful institution dedicated to passing conservative legislation, and trying to contrast that with their portrayal of the House as a foot dragging, insufficiently conservative body that is the odd man out with the governor and the Senate.
As if to underscore that, the Senate's taking the day off here, we should note. But I'm wondering something, since during a special session, unless I'm mistaken, you can only take up items on the governor's agenda. And if we understand that the Senate is now all but finished with that, 18 bills in 7 days, why not just take off the rest of the session?
Well, who knows? They may well do that. I think what the Senate is doing is taking, you know, to be fair, given taking a much deserved breather while they worked over the weekend, the House was cooling their heels. And to be fair, the House has been writing its own narrative, which is that they won't be bullied into engaging in this agenda at the same pace just because the lieutenant governor and to some extent the governor say they should. So I think they can't definitely adjourn until this is all settled. Remember, the Senate's done all this. The House still gets to act. And so I think one way to envision this is that the Senate has just launched one large fusillade of missiles in the form of bills over at the House. The House doesn't have to just take those bills and pass them. They are going to launch their own sequence of bills back, and that's the word coming out of the House, that they're not going to simply sign off on what the Senate has done. So this is still very unresolved, and Dan Patrick and the Senate have made a very early, strong play, but this is far from over.
One other thing, though, that does distinguish the special session from the regular session, that's that the clock is ticking, right? We have a time limit of 30 days, and we know that House Speaker Strauss doesn't have much of an appetite for a lot of the governor's agenda, especially the social conservative issues like the bathroom bill. So what's to stop Joe Strauss from just sitting on his hands for the remainder of the session?
Well, the only thing that stops him really is the threat that the governor might come back and call another one.
Double overtime or something, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it could be double, triple. If as I was doing some research on these bills, you go back and you look at the, Bill Clements called the legislature back, a half dozen times, seven times in 1989. And we've certainly seen there is a lot of separation of powers friction here. That is, at the end of the regular session, the governor was not shy about coming out and calling the legislature lazy. I think he's demonstrated he's willing to do that. I don't think it's a sure thing, but that's been the $64,000 question. For all the rhetoric and the hashtags of 30 for 30, what is the threshold at which the governor will be satisfied that it's time to call it a day and let Republican primary voters sort it out?
Obviously, it's a story that is far from finished. Jim Henson continues to follow it. He directs the Texas Politics Project and teaches in the Department of Government at UT Austin. Professor, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.